It's 10:30 on a Thursday night at the Bruce Nesbitt African American Cultural Center, better known to U of I students as simply the Black House. There's music pumping, guys playing video games, another group playing spades. Olivier Jacques, a sophomore studying accounting, explains what they're setting up for.
So it's been a tradition for Men of Impact for about 10 years now to host a midnight breakfast just for the Black community to come out, take a break from studying. Everybody congregates here, they get free food, and it's just like been a part of the Black community here at U of I for such a while. People expect it. It's just a part of their finals tradition.
So is this kind of a way of saying you ought to be studying all the way to midnight?
That's exactly it. That's actually what I did today. I like knocked out a lot of my work earlier in the day. So I think a lot of people actually are probably studying right now, and they know at midnight they're going to come here.
All right, so what's on the menu?
Some pancakes, and then we have some eggs that are going to be cooked up later, and then bacon.
A lot of campuses provide a midnight breakfast during finals week. It's often faculty serving a menu prepared by the staff. At the Black House, it's the Men of Impact, a student organization for guys who want to be positive role models, both on and off the U of I campus. For example, they go every week to the local Boys and Girls Club to mentor younger kids. But on this night, in this cramped little kitchen, it's all trash talk about cooking skills.
Do you make scrambled eggs that look like this? Come holler at me. Don't judge my methods. What's up? I bet. Come make the next best.
I need cheese, though.
No one talks more trash than this guy.
I was talking like that to him because he was trying to call me out because he said my scrambled eggs look like an omelet. And I'm like, it's the process, bro. Trust the process.
His name is Uwe Edemadaya. He's a senior majoring in community health. His schedule is a good example of why students crave the physical and emotional nourishment of midnight breakfast.
I put an all-nighter Monday night. Like, I did not sleep at all. Took both exams with no sleep. Right after the second exam, I had to go to work. After work, I had to go for a group project meeting for a presentation in my next class the next day. And then I was able to get some rest.
How did you do on your finals?
Oh, I aced them.
As midnight approaches, a line has formed all the way into the foyer. When a local minister arrives to bless the food,
y'all make a circle really quick.
You can't get anybody to leave the line.
Can't make a circle, that's fine. What better place to be than at college right now, at University of Illinois, at BNAC right now, surrounded around people that look just like you, that's going to motivate you. You made it to the University of Illinois. You know what I'm saying? Anything above that is like what? Ivy League?
Everyone removes their hats and bows their head for prayer.
Lord Father God, we ask of you that you will continue to bless the food for the nourishment of our bodies. Bless the hands that has prepared it, and also bless those who are less fortunate. In Jesus' name we ask of these things. Amen.
Amen.
One of the first people through the line is Betania Gebrekristos, a junior majoring in human development.
It's good. The food is good. These boys are really trying their best.
Of course, that's not the real reason she's here.
The people, the environment, being at the Black House, being around people that make it home and give it a homey feel. And also, like, this is a group of people dedicated to giving back to the Black community on campus. So you just have this warm community feeling that you know, oh, I'm struggling with finals. You struggling too? We in the same boat. Like, you have that sense of kinship and you have that motivation. Like, you know what? It's okay. It's kind of like you play off each other's vibes, like a natural high. We go back to our rooms. We okay. I'm up for studying some more.
A crew of at least 10 young men stayed afterwards to clean up, finishing the job around 2:30 a.m. Reporting for the Education Desk, I'm Dusty Rhodes.